Yeah, if he's funny that way. You know the term I'm talking about?
I can't think of it right now, but I know.
Okay, well, that's all right. Queer.
Queer. Common word, isn't it?
Huh? Yeah.
Queer's a common word.
Now, what, have you ever heard it used in those terms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gosh, I don't know what this means here. Carefest. You ever heard that word? Carefest? Maybe it's carefree. No, we skip that. All right, now, if somebody, if Uncle Alton's got his mind made up that he wants a new car and you don't want to buy one, you'd say, Alton, don't be so
persistent.
Yeah, but if he won't have a chance, suppose he doesn't, he's got a habit of not changing his mind much. And he's always, once he gets his mind to something, he's real, just like a mule. You say, Alton, don't be so
stubborn.
All right, what else might you say?
Stupid.
Yeah. Don't be so, change your mind. Don't be so, suppose he's always fussy.
Don't be so fussy about it.
Yeah, when you call somebody, it's always fussy. Don't be so
crabby.
Yeah, that's good. What if he's in a particularly, in a bad mood? You'd say, don't pick on me. Don't be so
fussy.
Yeah. Ornery. Contrary?
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody's easily offended, and if you hurt them real easily, you'd tell them, now listen, don't be so easily offended. Don't be so what? Don't be so you too easy to hurt, so you're a little too if somebody's real nervous now for some reason, because of something's going to happen to them or something, you'd say, they're real what? They're real.
I just can't think right now.
Okay. You want to rest a few minutes?
No, I won't.
Okay. Touchy what I
mean. Yeah, touchy.
Okay, now, if you did something that Uncle Alton didn't like, you'd say, boy, he got awfully mad.
Mad.
Okay. What else might you say? He got awfully
angry.
All right. If you were trying to soothe him, if he was about to really hit somebody or something, or flirting with you or something like that, you'd say, now, Alton, just
calm down.
All right. What else would you say?
Be careful, just calm down.
All right. After he's worked hard all day, he's going to be, what, at the end of the day? He's going to be, work so hard, he's going to be?
Nervous?
No. Work so hard, he's
distraught?
No. Work so hard, he just flop down on the bed. He's so
sleepy.
Yeah, what causes that though? He's just been working and working, and when you work
hard.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm after. Now, what else could you say? Boy, he's
weary.
Yeah, he said, I've just been working so hard today. I am really, really,
really tired.
All right.
Wake down.
Okay. So you might say, he's so tired, he's plumb.
Hungry.
Well, you could say that, but now, that's not what I mean. You might say, he's so tired, he is fine. He said, I'm plumb. See, that's how I'm just plumb.
Tug it out. Tug it out.
Okay, all right. Now, if somebody caught mumps on Tuesday and died on Wednesday and was buried Thursday, you'd say, well, she did what Tuesday when she first, she on Tuesday,
she died
on Wednesday, no, and buried on Thursday, was she, well,
she was taken with the disease.
Now, if you're talking about sick, how would you say that? She was, talking, use the word sick, and now on Tuesday she was